International Bible Studies lesson for September 14th, Hezekiah's Passover Proclamation. Key verse, Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah and wrote letters also to Ephraim and Manasseh that they should come to the house of the Lord at Jerusalem to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel. 2 Chronicles 30 verse 1. Selected Scripture. 2 Chronicles 30 verse 1 through 27. King Hezekiah began his reign in Judah at the age of 25, early in his reign, and, as affirmed in our key verse, he invited all the Israelites to Jerusalem for the purpose of commemorating the Passover, which had long been neglected. The general religious disorder was such that this required annual celebration had not been observed in the nation according to the law's instructions for a long period of time. Thus, King Hezekiah indicated that it should be reinaugurated, with the proper arrangements carried out respecting the cleansing of the people. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 2 through 17. Thus, according to the law, the Israelites were purified in order that they might properly keep the feast. Exodus 12, verse 15 through 20. Then they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the second month, and the priests and the Levites were ashamed and sanctified themselves, and brought in the burnt offerings into the house of the Lord. And they stood in their place after their manner, according to the law of Moses, the man of God. The priests sprinkled the blood, which they received of the hand of the Levites. For there were many in the congregation that were not sanctified. Therefore, the Levites had the charge of the killing of the Passovers for every one that was not clean, to sanctify them unto the Lord. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 15 through 17. These generous actions from King Hezekiah reflect his own faith in God and his desire to ensure that the offerings made were plentiful and pleasing to the Lord. The Levites and priests praised the people for their willingness to seek the Lord and participate in the feasting and sacrifices, verses 25 through 27. This recognition from the religious leaders further reinforces the idea of unity and collaboration in worship. The revival of true religion inaugurated by Hezekiah did not end with the Passover. Additionally, it filled the people with zeal for the true worship of the Lord, to give liberally for the support of the priests as well as Levites, leading to a strong movement against every form of idolatry throughout Judah. 2 Chronicles 31, verse 1 through 6. As a consequence, there was a general destruction of idols out of the land and a cutting down of the high places, which had been devoted to the licentious worship of Baal. The result of this proper turning of the people to the Lord brought to them and to their king great earthly blessings, in harmony with God's covenant made with that nation. The king became very rich, and the people also, so that their tithes and offerings to the Lord were not only sufficient for the supply of the priests and Levites, but far in excess of this, so that storehouses had to be built to receive the increase. 2 Chronicles 32, verse 27 through 30. The themes of repentance, restoration, and revival in this narrative are found throughout the Bible and allude to the blessings mankind will experience during the coming kingdom of righteousness. How grateful we should be for the work to be accomplished during the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Acts 3, verse 19 through 25.